I believe education is very important, but I believe the most important education of all is what we learn about the Word of God. I want to call your attention to some scripture found in Joshua chapter 24, and I want to ask you to pray today as I try to bring before you the thoughts that the Lord has burdened my heart with. Joshua chapter 24, and I want to read with beginning with the first verse. I'm not going to read all of this, but I do want to read the first verse. Joshua chapter 24, verse 1 says, "And Joshua gathered all the tribes of Israel to Shechem and called for the elders of Israel and for their heads and for their judges, and for their officers, and they presented themselves before God. And Joshua said unto all the people, Thus saith the Lord God of Israel, Your fathers dwelt on the other side of the flood in old time, even Terah, the father of Abraham, and the father of Nahor, and they served other gods." Now, I want to skip down now to verse 14, Joshua 24, verse 14. "Now, therefore, fear the Lord and serve Him in sincerity and in truth, and put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the flood and in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom ye will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." And I want to use a question for a title today. I want you to think about this with me for a while this morning. And my question is, what will you do today? And you know, I'm not sure that we give enough thought to when we awake to the dawning of a new day. I'm not sure that we give the thought to that we really ought to. You know, a lot of times we wake up in the morning and we get up out of bed and we put our feet on the floor and we hit the floor running and we take off and we're running all day and go through the activities of the day and go lay back down again at night to go to sleep, and maybe not even throughout the course of that day, perhaps we didn't even really give thought to the fact that God had extended to us another day. And I want you to think about this day, and I want you to also ponder in your heart and in your mind today the question of why that you are here. Why are you here today, assembled in this worship service? What did you come here for today? Did you come here with purpose? Did you come here today with that thought on your mind to be used of God here today? Or was it just time to go to church? Did you perhaps come here today with maybe no thought other than just coming and hearing some songs and hearing a sermon and going through the mode of worship that we do? Why are you here today? Now, I want you to notice in this that when Joshua called upon the people to make their choice, you know, he spoke about in the first part of this chapter that I have read, he spoke about the time when their forefathers had been guilty of serving other gods, serving gods other than the true and the living God. Most of you know that they call that idolatry, or the Bible speaks of that as being spiritual adultery. But Joshua, when he called the people before him, and he tried to encourage them to reverence the Lord, the true God, and to serve Him, to serve Him in sincerity, and to serve Him in truth. The Bible tells us that in order to worship the Lord, if we're really going to accomplish true worship, that we have to worship Him in spirit and in truth. You can't worship God. You cannot truly worship God according to something that's not true. We've got to worship Him in spirit and in truth. And so Joshua here encouraged the people to fear the Lord, to have a reverent fear towards Him, and to serve Him in sincerity and in truth, and to put away those gods which their fathers on the other side of the flood had served, to put that idolatry away from them. And you know, we today, as the Lord's people, as the church today, I know that we could say, well, you know, we are not worshiping statues. We are not worshiping, we're not carving gods out of wood and worshiping them, or we're not making gods out of stone and worshiping them. Well, that's true, but I hope none of you are doing anything like that. But let me tell you something. There are some things today as God's people that we need to put away from us, just like there was in the days of Joshua. And so he encouraged them to fear the Lord, to serve Him truthfully, to serve Him sincerely, and to put away these false gods, these idol gods that their fathers had served, and to challenged them to, if it was evil to serve the Lord, he said, he challenged them to make a choice. But I want you to notice what he said in this. And I believe that it's very important. Joshua did not want this to go on. He did not want this to continue. And he was not challenging them to sometime in the future or somewhere down the road to make the choice of who it was they wanted them to serve. He challenged them to make that choice today. He said, choose you this day whom ye will serve, whether it's the gods that your fathers served on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. Make your choice today. And I believe that we need to, in order to follow the teachings of the Bible, there are some things that we need to do, and there are certain aspects in which we need to look at the day that we have before us. So I want you to think about and ask yourself the question, what are you going to do today? Now, I'm confident that most of you here today have heard the old saying, why put off until tomorrow what you can do today? And you know, really and truly, that old cliche, that old saying really does set forth a very good question. Why should we put off until tomorrow what we can do today? And of course, you know, I really believe that a lot of times, and in a lot of cases, I believe that we reverse what's said in that question, and we ask ourselves the question, why should I worry about doing today what I can put off until tomorrow? And sometimes we do that, procrastination, I believe, is a part of our lives. It's a bad habit a lot of times to procrastinate about things, but I do believe that if we're honest with ourselves, that we will admit that we're guilty of that, of things that we could go ahead and get done today, but yet we choose to put them off. And a lot of times we do exactly what the Bible tells us not to do. We look at tomorrow oftentimes as if it's promised to us, don't we? I mean, we just say, well, I know that I could get that done today, but I'm just going to put it off to tomorrow. And we look at tomorrow as if we are guaranteed that we are going to have a tomorrow in order to get that done. And the Bible teaches us very plainly that we are not supposed to live that way. If you look in the epistle of James, you'll find out that he wrote about that very matter-of-factly. He said, he spoke about those that go into a city and continue a year and buy and sell and get gain. And he warned that the things that we undertake to do, that we are to realize that we're only going to do those things if the Lord is willing. And James spoke about those that would make that plan. They say, we're going to go into such and such a city, and here's what we're going to do. We're going to continue there for a year. We're going to stay there for a certain amount of time, and we're going to buy, and we're going to sell, and we're going to get gain. And as if all of those things are planned out as if they had the promise of the year, but we don't. We don't. And oftentimes, sadly enough, oftentimes this procrastination, this habit that we have to put things off, it doesn't only, we don't only do that oftentimes with things that are not very significant. But oftentimes we do that with spiritual things that are extremely important that we ought to tend to in the day that God has given to us. And yet we put those off and we push those away and we say, maybe I will do that tomorrow. Or sometimes we just boldly say, I will do that tomorrow. But we're not supposed to think that way. You know what? All of my yesterdays are gone. All of them. And that's true for every one of us. All of our yesterdays are gone. Now, we have this thing known as memory. And we can recollect and we can recall things and we can go back and we can think of things that we may have done in days gone by, but all of our yesterdays are gone and they are stored in this archives. They are now part of what you and I know as our past. They're gone. And the things that we did in them have passed us by, and the things that we didn't do in them. And so, we can, as I said, we can recall them in our minds, and we can remember things of yesteryears. We can remember things of days gone by. But one thing that we cannot do is we cannot recall the former days. We cannot recall any of our yesterdays and live them again, and we're not ever going to. They're gone. They have slipped into the past, not to be lived anymore. And so, we don't need to focus today. And I want you to keep in mind that I asked the question, what will you do today? So we don't need to focus today on the time that has already passed, because there's not anything we can do about it. There's not anything that we can do to change it. We cannot go back and change it, or we cannot recall it, or we cannot go back and relive it. We simply can't do that. And so we don't need to place our focus on things that are past, and neither do we need to place our focus on things that may be future. I'm going to tell you something. You may sit right here today, right here in this congregation today. You may sit here and you may say, well, you know, I'm going to do this or that tomorrow. And you know what? It may happen. It may very well happen. Tomorrow may come. But I'm going to tell you something. If it does, it won't have anything to do with your knowledge of it. Because we do not have knowledge telling us, we do not have an assurity of knowledge that tells us whether or not tomorrow is going to come. If we do make a statement about something that we're going to do tomorrow, and it does turn out that we get to do it, it's going to be because God allowed it to be. The Bible tells us, and I want you to think about the verse that we find that's recorded in the 118th Psalm, verse 24. This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. This day, you know, whatever day it was that the psalmist penned that down, whatever day that he was talking about when he said, this is the day which the Lord hath made, I want you to know that that particular day that he was talking about was the day that the Lord made. But I want you to know that the day that you and I are living now is also the day that the Lord has made. And if there is a tomorrow, not when, but if there is a tomorrow, it will be because God has chosen to make another day. And God may make another day. He may very well make another day. That'll be up to him. God may make a tomorrow, but even in that, there's no guarantee for any of us that we will occupy that day. We may be gone. That's how uncertain that our life is. That's how frail that our lives are. And so, you know, with these things in mind, we need to focus on the day. So what will you do today? What will you do in this service today? What have you hoped perhaps to be able to accomplish? Did you come today with a great desire on your heart to be used of the Lord today? To perhaps be able today, you know, not to just be here and not to just go through a church service and not to just hear things, but perhaps today to be somehow used of the Lord in a way that you might give honor and glory to Him today, and that God may use you today to accomplish something that will be helpful to somebody else, that will benefit that person spiritually. The psalmist David, he once said, I wonder how often do you think about this? David once said, I laid me down and slept, and I awoke, for the Lord sustained me. If we get to go through the part of this day where we reach the time again that we're going to lay down and rest our bodies as we slumber and sleep, if we do awake to another day, it'll be because the Lord sustained us and the Lord gave it to us. The wise man Solomon, in the 27th proverb, he said, boast not thyself of tomorrow. Oh, think about it. Think about it in your own life. Do we live according to the scriptures? Do we live according to what the Bible tells us about that? Or are we boasting of tomorrow? Are we boasting of the things that we're going to do tomorrow? Just like we know that that has been promised to us. Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. Now I do know that I'll have tomorrow, but I don't know if it'll be here. But I do know that I have a tomorrow with the Lord. I've got an eternity with the Lord. You know what? In 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 2, the Apostle Paul wrote, I know that you've heard this used many times. The Apostle Paul wrote and he said, For he saith, I have heard thee in a time accepted, and in the day of salvation have I succored thee. And that's exactly how that word's pronounced. I hear people pronounce that word a lot and they say, in the day of salvation have I succored thee. It's in the day of salvation have I succored thee. It means I have helped you or I have aided you. I have heard thee in a time accepted, and in the day of salvation have I succored thee. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. You may be here today, and you may have been brought to the realization a long time ago that you were lost and without God, and that you needed to seek after Him, that you needed to seek Him and be saved by His grace, and you may have never done anything about it. Well, listen, if you have shunned God in the past, if you have pushed Him away in the past, forget about the past. The important question is, what are you going to do today? Today, if God has blessed you and been merciful to give you today, you cannot go back and change the fact that, maybe you knew there was a time last week that you should have been seeking after God, but yet you refused to do it. You can't go back and change that. You can't do anything about it. But bless your heart, if God has extended time to you today, you can seek Him. You know what? There may be somebody here today that should have joined this church a long time ago. Maybe God knocked up on your heart some time ago and you pushed it away and you just, you rejected God dealing with you in that way, and you can't go back and do anything about that. You can't change the fact that in one of your yesterdays that you did that, but I'll tell you what you can do. You can make it right today. We'll give you the opportunity. You can make it right today. There may be somebody here today, and I don't know any of these things. I'm just telling you that these things happen. I've seen them happening in churches all of my life. There may be somebody sitting here today that's been saved, that's never made a public profession before people that they've been saved. There may have been times in the past where you just felt like you needed to get up and you needed to tell what God has done for you, but yet you pushed it away and you refused to do it, and you may have never made it known, and you can't go back and change the fact that you failed to do that in one of your yesterdays. Forget about that. Ask yourself the question, what am I going to do today? Am I going to let God have His way with me today? Am I going to give in to Him today? There may even be something you need to apologize about. There may be somebody here today that has something that they need to apologize to the church about. There may be somebody here today that has something they need to apologize to an individual about that they need to make right. between them and somebody else. I don't know what's on your hearts today. Only God knows that. But let me tell you this, whatever that it may be, you won't benefit yourself by continuing to do what you have done. If you have rejected God in the past, if you pushed Him away in the past, then my plea to you today would be, stop doing that. Stop doing it. And use today. Use the day that God has blessed you with to make it right. Is it ever too late to do the right thing? I mean, as long as you have the opportunity, you need to be willing to do the right thing. Do you have regrets in your life? Is there anybody here today? Can you look back on days of your lives, especially when it comes to spiritual matters? Are there days that have passed through your life that you can look back on and you have regrets about how you handled it? Can you look back to certain days and say, you know what? There was something that day that I was supposed to do. I was supposed to do for the Lord, and I didn't do it. Well, let me ask you a question. What will you do with today? Will you allow today to perhaps become one of those days that passes by where you'll have to regret again what you refuse to do? Or will you be willing today to do what the Lord would have you to do? I'm going to tell you something. If you're here today and you're lost and without God, you better give heed to that one little verse of scripture there. You better give heed to the fact that the Bible says now is the accepted time. Now is the day of salvation. You better give heed to what you have right now, to what God has given you today while we stand and sing. I want to encourage everybody here, whether you're saved or lost, I want to encourage everybody here to do what you are supposed to do today. Do it. What the Lord would have you to do today is what you need to do. You don't need to look back. If God does allow tomorrow, you don't need to look back and say, you know what, that Sunday morning, February 19th, there at Fairview Memorial, man, I was supposed to do something, and I didn't do it, and I regret it. We don't need that. We don't need that. We got enough troubles in our lives, don't we? Without having those things on our plate. So I just want to encourage you today to do what the Lord would have you to do while we stand and sing.
293. I can hear my Savior calling. I can hear my Savior calling. I can hear my Savior calling. Take thy cross and follow me. Where He leads me, I will follow. Where He leads me, I will follow.
will give me grace and glory. He will give me grace and glory. He will give me grace and glory. And go with me, with me.